What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
My eyes locked on Kristen as she opened up the studio door this morning, sat down, adjusted her mic, put her headphones on, looking for signs that she might be in pain from our intense 4-minute workout yesterday.
Okay, stop.
Down in the gym.
We were down there at least 10 minutes with you showing me the ropes. All right.
I think you did great.
So to reset this, about a year ago, I think I went to a place called Stat Wellness because I was trying to get my UTIs under control, which we did, which is amazing. And if you want me to share tips and tricks about that, hit me up, Kristen at theburtshow.com.
It can't be any more graphic than the dribble stuff that we talked about yesterday.
That is very, very true.
We could do it right at 7:30 this morning if you'd like.
Pretty graphic.
It would be my honor. It actually would be way less graphic than what you guys talked about. And throughout that process, you know, you do body analysis, you do blood work, and it has come to my knowledge that I am weak AF. So I need to do strength training. And I have come to learn that strength training is very important for women because, you know, as we age, it's something that is going to keep us healthier longer.
Helps your metabolism, helps you burn calories. It used to be cardio.
Yeah.
And now they're learning that as we get older, strength training is the priority.
Yes. And so that is something my nurse practitioner was like, hey, you know, we're trying to fix me in bite-sized chunks instead of like, because there was a lot of stuff I needed to start taking, et cetera. So we just kind of picked and choose. So now I'm working on my hormones because I'm in, you know, perimenopausal stage and I really need to work on my strength. So I'm like, okay, cool. So this is like a year ago. I didn't do anything. Bert's like, download the Fitbod app, which I did. I downloaded it. I looked at it.
Oh, the app, yeah. Uh-huh.
But I didn't do nothing with it.
So for those of you that are new around here, this Fitbod app, it just puts everything together for you. So much time is wasted in the gym. Like once you get there, you're like, oh, okay, what am I going to do today? Should I do this, that? Fitbod puts your entire schedule together based on what muscles you want to do or a routine. So it just takes the guesswork right out of it.
Yeah, I never used
Shows you how to do the everything.
Literally, like I opened it once. I downloaded it. I opened it once and I never opened it up back up again.
Well, you burn calories even opening it up.
Yeah, yeah. And so now we fast forward and I had another appointment and I was proud of myself because I almost canceled the appointment. I was like, no, girl, we're going to go. We're going to be accountable for what we have and what we have not done. And I told my nurse practitioner, I'm like, here's the deal. I haven't lifted a weight. I've been maintaining my hot yoga, but as far as strength training goes.
She shocked?
No, she was very sweet and she was very kind about it.
Was it mostly like the response when somebody you know that is clearly gay finally comes out to you and says, hey, I just want to let you know I'm gay. And you're like, come on, man.
In what world does this analogy work?
I mean, come on. She was probably already prepared to move past doing it.
Yeah. I mean, we all knew.
She knew what time it was.
As soon as I walked in and she looked at me, she's like, yeah, no, this girl hasn't lifted a weight since the last time I saw her. And so now that has been bumped up to the priority list. So I came to you guys. Lamenting. Actually, I was like complaining to Bert at dinner. This has turned into a whole thing.
Many dinners for a year.
Whatever.
It's been a year.
And you're trying to like fix it. And I'm like, I don't want to fix it. I just want to not do it, complain about it. Huh? And then we're on the air and Abby's like, hey, in order to hold you accountable, if you don't do like the strength training that you have set out to do, we'll put you on the cover of a magazine. And I'm like,
great idea.
I love making things worse.
Yeah. And so that idea got thrown out. And then magically,
yeah,
you actually like read emails and like reached out to people. And two people walked in the studio yesterday from Simply Buckhead magazine.
I got really fired up about this one.
Yeah.
How hard has he worked in a little bit?
10 years.
I was like, he really wants to make this happen, doesn't he? And so your lovely friends from Simply Buckhead magazine came in here and they were like, we definitely want to be a part of this. We will do a whole wellness a whole wellness
spread,
article.
Yeah,
a whole wellness article. I don't like the word spread for some reason.
This is where you and I differ, friends.
I see nothing wrong with
it. I mean, peanut butter spread is amazing.
Yeah. So they're going to do a whole wellness spread, and I'm like, this is comical. But it's a way to hold me accountable. So we all agreed to it. And she was also lovely enough to offer up where she works out, which is Pinnacle Fitness. And I was like, you know, that's such a generous offer. I recognize my circumstances that I have the funds, and I also, if I really wanted to, the time to figure this out. So we're in the process of figuring out how a Burt Show listener can join me on this journey, and we can be workout buddies who may not have the time, may not have the means to do this.
You're accountable to each other. When you have a partner like that, it's really great because, look, they're slicing out a time of their life at 3 o'clock every day or 2 o'clock every day, and that puts pressure on you to do that. That's why I don't have an accountability partner because I like the flexibility of working out when I want. But when you know, like, you're in the place that you are right now, that you're not really fired up.
No.
If there's somebody else that's going to be there, you're on their time also, and they're on your time. So it does give you more motivation to go.
And when somebody invites you to their gym, I feel like it's good and bad. It's like when somebody invites you to their church, because every time you don't come and you show up, you're going to get all the eyes. The judgment is real.
So yesterday after the show, Bert was very kind enough to go downstairs, because we have in our office building a small but nice gym.
It's got everything in there that you need.
Mm-hmm. And it's clean and it's nice. And I'm like, cool. So we went down there and you were extremely helpful.
Like, well, thank you.
You really know, you can tell you know what you're talking about, and you actually have, like, passion behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through, we worked, like, focused on upper body. So he just showed me different things and how to use them and to how to go slow, and it's not about the weight, it's about the movement.
Form.
And getting the form right. Thank you. Form was the word he was using.
It's so intimidating. I understand where you're coming from. It's so intimidating to go in there when you don't know exactly how to use the stuff. I mean, you know, this goes up and this goes down, but there really is not an art to it. But there's just, and most people in a gym, in my opinion, don't work out properly. They're just trying to get through it. So they're lifting as heavy weights as they can, as fast as they can, which you end up getting injured, then you can't work out at all. So there is a way to do it. And you were very receptive to everything.
So I took everything you said. And again, we were down there 10 minutes because you were just showing me the lay of the land so I could get comfortable. You will be proud to know that after I came back up here, did the rest of my stuff, I went back downstairs and did my 20-minute strength training.
Great.
Now here's the thing. I walked into that gym and there were three people in there.
Oh no.
You know what, though?
Sold out.
They don't know what you know, though. So they don't know that this is your first time down there until you start lifting the weights.
It's true.
So there was two guys, and then there was a woman. And a woman and I actually walked in together. And I actually kind of loved it. It was cool. She was, like, in jeans and a sweater, and she just went to the she went to the treadmill, and she was just doing some walking while, I guess, she had a break or something like that,
okay,
which I thought was very cool. And I'm like, oh, I never thought of doing that. and so I straight up, I almost turned around and walked out because there were three people in there. And
I'm
like, I didn't want to, but I put my stuff in the corner. I don't know why I didn't put it in the locker room. That would have been smart, but whatever. I was being awkward. And I grabbed those 2.5 weights.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I stood in the corner and I did these.
Curls. Okay. Bicep curls. Yeah.
And then I did these.
Tricep extension.
Yep.
I feel it. with 2.5 pounds, you might as well have been lifting marshmallows.
That is not
That's
true.
That's
Abby,
first time,
do not
Abby.
Shame her.
Sorry. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say, I know you're joking. It was actually hard. That's how bad I need to do strength training. And then we went up like this.
Uh-huh.
And did those.
Yeah. Shoulder press.
Right. Yep.
And then I went over to that ropey thingy. And then I pulled it. I did that.
Tricep extension.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. The ropey thingy, and I did that. And then I went over to the machine thingy where you kind of sit and lay back, and then you push up.
The bench press.
Smith machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, I think
not
she,
the Smith machine?
I don't think she was on that one. I think that's the one that just leans back, right?
Leans back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes.
She was doing, like, upper chest.
Yep. So I did 10 reps for three sets. Yeah, three sets of 10.
That's good.
Yeah. And that's what I did yesterday.
So I loved doing this with her yesterday, and I'm so glad she's talking about this. And I'm glad she just worked out for 20 minutes because a couple of things here that Abby was joking about is that your form means nothing. I mean, the amount of weight that you're lifting in the gym means absolutely nothing at first, right? It doesn't matter at all. Your form and you're building the foundation. God, I sound like such a dork. You're building the foundation of working out for a long time. And if your form sucks, that's where injuries happen. You're not going to see any kind of results at all. So it's really important to go in there without heavy weights and do everything nice and slowly. Get your form right. So you can, these are the building blocks of working out for a long period of time. And I also think that for whatever reason, the industry standard is going in there for 60 minutes. You know, trainers say, okay, maybe they're trying to get your money's worth for 60 minutes. But mentally, there are some days you just don't want to work out for 60 minutes. So you don't go at all. Mm-hmm. And I say, I've always said, then go for 20. That's it. Go in there. And it doesn't want to be something that you're looking at and you're like, oh, I got to do this again. But 20 minutes, you could do 20 and then do 60 the next day or don't.
Yeah. I will say, I walked in Abby and I grabbed the 5 pound weights and I was like, yeah, no, that's not. I knew what in my head, like matter, how many I had to do and all that stuff. And I picked up the 5 because there's people in there and I'm like, they're going to look at me like a weakling if I use the small, like the 2.5s. And I picked up the 5s with that. And then I was like, yeah, no. And I put those down and then grabbed those. And then I actually thought I need to stay in here longer because me and this girl walked in together, mm-hmm. right? And she's going to be like 20 minutes, blah, blah, blah.
I do that myself, too.
Right?
Yeah, if I walk in with somebody, I feel like I have to leave after them.
Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And she's still sitting there, still sitting there walking and stuff on the treadmill. And I was like, no, I said I was going to do 20 minutes. I did my 20 minutes. Deuces.
And then got up.
And then I left.
I think there's a lot of people here that feel the same way you do. And I'm so glad we're talking about this. And the fact that she went in there, she was feeling insecure about it, didn't know how anything worked, was self-conscious when other people came in there, is the same thing that everybody goes through the first time they're in the gym. You're not going to believe the gains you make over the course of the next couple of weeks. And you will look back at this first day and go, oh my God, I can't believe that I was so intimidated by this. And it happens fast.
Okay.
And you're going to feel better. And you're going to be able to pick up your kid. It's not going to be a problem. You're not going to have back problems and stuff like that. And you're going to go into your doctor's office and they're going to go, oh my God, look how buff you are.
Well, letting you know, today is not a strength training day because mom was getting a facial.
Okay. Embrace the soreness because you're going to feel it a little bit, especially tomorrow. It's usually that next day you're going to feel it.
Yeah. Talking about things that you can take after your workout for your recovery muscles and stuff like that. But that's the advanced course.
All right. And that's Sauvignon Blanc, right?
Sure, I'm sure there's some protein in there somewhere.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.